This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple is in court today. The Justice Department says the company tried to fix prices of e-books. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, David.
What is this case all about?
Well, the question is whether, as you said, Apple colluded with e-book publishers to set prices. David, think back to 2009. Apple was getting ready to launch its iPad and its e-book store. And at that time, as you remember, most e-books were sold by Amazon for $9.99. In some cases, Amazon lost money, but that was okay with Amazon because it was trying to promote its Kindle. Now, the Justice Department is accusing Apple of conspiring with e-book publishers to set higher prices. Prices did go up. And I talked about this with Roger Kay. He's a tech analyst with Endpoint Technologies.
And the average price was $13.99, then that's $3.99 more than the $9.99 that Amazon was getting from consumers. So more than 30% higher pricing, which is actually pretty substantial when you think about it.
Nancy, for the ebook business, then, this is about higher prices?
Yeah, I mean, consumers are paying more for ebooks, at least by prominent authors. You can still get an ebook written by somebody who's not very well known for a bargain. But the upshot is ebook publishers have taken pricing power away from ebook sellers like Amazon. And now publishers have a lot more say in how much ebooks sell for. Apple says it's not responsible for this. It's a trend that started before it even got into the ebook business. But whoever started it, the pricing of ebooks has definitely changed.
Indeed. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you very much.
You're welcome.